Hearings like this one don't happen every day, let alone every decade. Only one lawmaker has been expelled from the state legislature by his colleagues since Wisconsin became a state. That state senator, a socialist, made comments on the Senate floor in 1917 that his colleagues thought were unpatriotic. Wood's situation is much different. He was arrested twice for operating while intoxicated before being elected, and was arrested three more times on OWI charges within the past couple years. Wood delivered often frank testimony to the six fellow state representatives considering his ouster. Of his arrest for drunk driving back in December of 2008, he says he's not sure what he was thinking.
I'm guilty of those charges, and I regret making the decisions I did.
Of his other two more recent arrests, where he was allegedly under the influence of prescription medications, Wood said he thought he would be exonerated. Wood has already announced he won't seek re-election. He told lawmakers his mind was clearer than it had been in a decade, and that he could serve his constituents well for the remainder of his term.
That's not to take back from the disappointment that they've had in me. There's nothing I can do to change that. What I can do is set an example of how you overcome your obstacles instead of let them defeat you.
Wood said he'd struggled with substance abuse off and on for much of his adult life, but he said it took these recent arrests to get him to complete treatment and to get sober.
As much as I regret the danger I put people in on the highways and the embarrassment I've caused to constituents, I don't regret what happened, because I really do believe that that's what it was going to take to get me sober. And in the long run, that's more important to me.
The lawmaker who wants the assembly to expel Wood, Whitewater Republican Steve Noss, did not show up to testify. That angered Democrats on the panel, who said Wood should have a chance to confront his accuser. Committee Chair Mary Hubler said she would delay any vote until Noss appears before the committee. Noss spoke to reporters in his Capitol office hours later. He said he was absent from today's hearing because his expulsion resolution spoke for itself. Noss first introduced it 4 months ago and says Democrats have dragged their feet.
This has been one delay after another, after another, after another. And I suspect now they will probably use that reason to delay this process once again for political reasons. They need Jeff Wood's vote, and they will continue to push it out until the legislature is gone.
Noss said he would attend the next hearing, but would only address his expulsion resolution, nothing more. Wood and his lawyer will likely try to raise other issues, though, if today's hearing was any guide. Wood has drafted his own resolution, listing lawmaker after lawmaker who's been charged with drunk driving going back more than 60 years, noting that none of them had been expelled. Wood attorney John Hyland also read off the names of representatives charged with crimes earlier this decade in the legislative caucus scandal.
On none of those occasions did any member of any party bring a resolution to expel that member for the very conduct that Representative Noss says is against the moral and ethical code that you follow. And I'm not saying that it isn't. I'm not saying that there isn't a code. But you don't expel someone for violating somebody's idea of a code or somebody's idea of morals or ethics. If it's not in the Constitution, if it's not in your assembly rules, you don't have the authority to expel.
There are three Republicans and three Democrats on this special committee, meaning any call to expel Wood needs at least some support from both parties. Representative Noss says if that doesn't happen, he'll use a procedural move to force a vote on the assembly floor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.